Thanks. Thanks for having me. So I'll be looking at an evaluation of our chlamydia and gonorrhea surveillance in Iowa since the implementation of CDC's STD Assessment, Assurance, Policy Development, and Prevention Strategies Program, so it's also known as APPS. So just quickly, our objective was to look at the first year of CDC's STD APPS implementation. It was just implemented starting January 2014. To determine whether this increased chlamydia and gonorrhea screening in high-risk groups in Iowa. And really the goal of CDC's STD apps was to target safety net populations, those that were uninsured, underinsured, and seeking confidential services. So we compared pre-STD apps data from 2010 to 2013 to post-STD apps data we just had this year, 2014. And we used two different data sources, Iowa's Community-Based Screening Services, or CBSS data. And CBSS is actually funded by the CDC STD apps program to target these safety net populations, the underinsured, uninsured, and those seeking confidential services. So we wanted to look at the number of individuals screened, and then we used the Iowa Disease Surveillance System, or IDES data, to compare actual diagnoses. We used chi-square tests to test the differences in the particular groups we were interested in. We were interested in looking at sex, age, those 15 to 24, the highest risk age groups versus other, and then race or ethnicity. Iowa's, the majority is non-Hispanic white, so non-Hispanic white versus other. So when we looked in IDES, where cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea are reported, we see an increase in chlamydia cases, so this is not going away, and a slight increase in gonorrhea cases. It seems to be that we had a slight decrease in 2013, but then our highest numbers for chlamydia were in 2014. When we looked at the actual screening that was happening in the CBSS clinics, you'll see that we've had a dramatic decrease in the number of individuals screened. And this can be explained by a few things. Iowa received money through the Iowa Initiative, which was from a private donor that increased screening services for STIs and really dedicated towards family planning. So that was from 2010 and 2011. That funding ended in 2012 when we saw a decrease in the number of individuals screened. And then funding has decreased, where in 2014 the focus was really on these safety net populations. So that's why we see the decrease in the number of individuals screened. However, the good news is that even though we saw fewer individuals screened at these clinics, and we are just looking at these 65 CBSS clinics, there are other private providers throughout the state that are doing this screening as well. And we did see an increase in the percentage of positive diagnoses, about a 1% increase in chlamydia, and then 0.7% increase in gonorrhea, positive diagnoses at these clinics. So this probably indicates that we are actually reaching a higher risk population. The three characteristics we were interested in looking at were racial ethnic minorities, and from the comparison we see a 9% increase in racial ethnic minorities being screened, which is great, a 12% increase in males being screened, which is also excellent, and we were actually really surprised to see a 9% decrease in individuals age 15 to 24 being screened. And this is probably can be explained by the number of clinic closures and reduced hours with the decrease in funding. So this was the first year STD apps was implemented, so it will be important to continue to monitor these trends. We just have 1 year to compare. And like I said, this is probably due to fewer clinics and limited hours why we're seeing a decrease in the percentage of young people screened. So I was really taking the initiative to find efforts to reach young people through novel venues for screening, and they just were actually able to hold their first health fair in a school. And a number of individuals chose to be screened at the school health fair. So we're continuing to look for ways to screen people outside of this avenue. So just in conclusion, despite the decreases in CBSS funding, since the implementation of CDC's STD apps in 2014, Iowa CBS clinics have experienced an increase in the percent of chlamydia and gonorrhea diagnoses, an increase in the percent of racial ethnic minorities screened, an increase in the percent of males screened, and then the decrease in the percent of young people screened. So I think this decrease is really good for us to see because It highlights the need to increase the efforts for screening and private practices as part of the adolescent well visit, as well as sports physicals. So we know that we're seeing these youth in other venues, and hopefully we can reach them that way. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge George Walton and Colleen Bornmuller. They're really instrumental in family planning in Iowa. So, thank you. We are